Well, first of all, let me thank you for allowing me to join you and apologise to any of the rugby supporters I might have upset. That's the one of the beauties of rugby is we can, you know, be mean on the field and be loving in the church afterwards. And I also want to make sure I definitely thank you for your continued support for Bible Society. As Sandy mentioned, you have had a long-standing relationship with Bible Society, and we do appreciate that support. Now, I'm very blessed in my role because I get to travel all over the South and East and get to listen to lovely worship music and go and visit lots of different churches. So I have a really exciting job. I've only been with Bible Society for about a year now, and I learned very early on I need to tell you where my accent is from. So I want you to focus on what I'm talking about and not sitting there the whole time trying to figure out where my accent is from. So I'm originally from Kentucky, but I've now lived in England for over 16 years. So I have a bit of a mesh of an accent, and it really changes when I get excited. And I get very excited about the work that we do at Bible Society. At Bible Society, we are on a mission, and that mission is for every man, woman, and child to engage with the Bible. Now, why do we do what we do? We do it because we know that when people engage with the Bible, their lives change for good. Not just change, but change for good. And we continually see God's love pouring out in the countless projects that we are committed to. This global commitment we have is across the world, where we are translating the Bible, distributing the Bible, helping people to relate, make sense of the Bible, as well as advocating for its place in society. Now, this woman's face to me really shows what we're talking about when we say bringing the Bible to life. The joy of waiting years and years and finally having your own Bible in your own heart language, walking miles and miles, and then knowing at the end of the day that Bible is yours to go home, to read, to engage with. Now, personally, I feel very blessed. I grew up in a Christian home. The Bible that I had as a child, though, was probably about the size of this lectern here. It was a massive Bible. It was nice and shiny on the outside. It had the family history on the inside. It wasn't necessarily something I would sit on my couch, curl up with, and feel like it was something I could read on a daily basis. But as my relationship with God changed, as my own personal relationship grew, I realized I needed that daily relationship with the Bible. Now, there isn't a magic formula that activates as soon as you open the Bible. The Bible is in itself a book of several books, but it's the life-changing message that the Bible contains that makes the difference. If we come to the Bible with the expectation that God can speak to us through it, the Holy Spirit will take the words and apply them to us. The Bible is far more than a resource text which we can use to shape our theology and our ethics. I believe it's God's living, active voice, and every time we open its pages, we expose ourselves to the possibility of a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. God desires not only to teach us through Scripture, but also to meet us there. Reading the Bible can and should be charged with a sense of expectancy. These are not just words about God, these are the words of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, God breathed. It's his living voice speaking into my heart and calling me into relationship with him. We read newspapers and textbooks for information. We read the Bible for transformation. Now, our reading today is exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about being transformed. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God's people can have the confidence that just as water coming down as rain or snow achieves its aim in watering the earth and bringing forth fruit, so will his word have the same effect, and it will prosper. God intends his word to be a life-producing, refreshing, and to accomplish what he has purposed. But we have to listen. I love the active words that start this reading. It tells us to come, listen, give, see. It's our call to action. Seek the Lord, it tells us. And why should we take up this action? Why should we do this? Because it then tells us there are nations who have not heard this great news, and we must tell them so that they can come running to us. We hold in our hands something powerful that will quench their thirst, but we haven't told them. Imagine holding a cup of water that will quench someone's thirst, but you're not sharing it. Have you ever been thirsty? And I don't mean, yes, a cup of tea would be nice thirsty. I mean really thirsty. That dryness in your throat, your body aching for a drink. God invites us to come to him. What he has to offer is free of charge. He has three different liquids that he offers to us today. Which one do you need most right now? Remember, they're all free. In water, he's offering revival. In John 4, verse 14, it says, "Whoever drinks the water I give will never be thirsty again." Wine, in the recreation, the wedding of Cana, you can't help but think of the abundance, the blessing that overflows that we are given. And then milk, the nourishment that comes from milk. In 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "As a newborn babies want milk, you should want the pure and simple teaching. By it, you can grow and be saved." My colleague works in one of the poorest, most fragile areas of sub-Saharan Africa. Where he works, the people often have very little, and sometimes not even hope. Edward works in South Sudan, and he has seen the true thirst for God's word. Edward says that he goes to the camps in Juba, and he sheds tears. He sheds tears when he sees the people praising God, because he can see that the suffering that they are in. But during a war, there's nothing you can rely on to help apart from God. And Edward says, when you really need God, you need to hear and read what it says in the Bible. Our reading today says, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair. We have heard stories in South Sudan of people trading their food rations for Bibles. Now, this is a true hunger for God's word. We used to provide about 70 Bibles a week. Some of the latest numbers are as many as 500 Bibles a day in the camps in South Sudan. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. How many of us have complained or heard someone else complain about what is happening in our world today? In our reading today, Isaiah 55 was written in the context of the exiles summoned back to be restored as the people of God. If we feel like exiles, out in the cold, abandoned, in a dry, arid place, let's find hope in this wonderful reading from the Old Testament, which assures us that God satisfies our needs, both material and spiritual, and he is really there, waiting for us to seek him and call upon him. Because when we do seek him and call upon him and share his words, we can see an amazing change. We will see the joy, the peace, and the singing will be in the environment. Thorns and briars will give away to cypress trees. When we seek him, share his word, we will see a change for good. And the mountains and hills will burst forth with song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. But what we have to do is open up the Bible. We can't continue to just let it sit on a shelf. It must be open so that we can read it. We can't continue to spend money on what is not bread and labor on what does not satisfy. Because here at home, 9 out of 10 people are not engaging with the Bible. At Bible Society, we think they're missing out. That's why we're working hard to bring the Bible to life for adults and children. We are committed to help you to bring the Bible to life in your home, in your church, and in your community. In contrast to what is happening here at home, in our international work, we are starting to see some of the work bud and flourish. I know Sandy has been to China before, and I know you've heard my predecessor Heather talk about the lovely work that's happening in China. And it is absolutely amazing. Some of the numbers we hear are as many as 1 million people coming to faith each year in China. But unfortunately, because they were not training pastors during the Cultural Revolution, there's a real shortage of pastors at the moment. Each pastor is looking after as many as 6,000 Christians. Some pastors have as many as 44 churches to look after. But through this all, we are seeing things as a blessing. We're translating more languages. We're working with the government there. And there is things flourishing there. We're taking hold of every opportunity we can to see the change that is happening in China. Another area that we're working is the Middle East. It's one of the toughest, hardest places. Many of you might not be aware, but we actually have a bookshop in Aleppo in Syria. It's located 150 meters from the front line. During the fighting, it was open every day but 2 days. Those 2 days that it was closed was because a rocket landed on the roof of the bookshop. We had to close those days, but luckily it didn't explode. Now, recently, my colleague told me one of my absolute favorite stories from Bible Society. He said he had a young girl, probably about Gracie's age, really keen, really excited, came into the bookshop and he gave her a Bible. Now, he then said to her, "Do you know what to do with this?" And she quickly answered back, "Don't you know what to do with the Bible? Well, I'm going to read it, because the more I read the Bible, the more Jesus is inside of me." What a blessing. A young girl whose front doorsteps probably look very much like this picture here knows that the more that she reads the Bible, the more that Jesus is inside of her. So as our reading says, so as my word goes out, it's not going to return empty. It's going to accomplish wonderful things, the purpose which God has set. That young girl knows that reading the Bible, she will have Jesus in her. Are we seeking the Lord? Are we quenching our own thirst? Are we finding ways to help quench the thirst of others around us? Now, I have a video to show you this morning, and one of the blessings of the video is that it does have subtitles. The other thing is that the audio doesn't seem to want to work this morning, so you'll just have to imagine the excitement that's going on. But luckily, you'll be able to read it. And now, the reason I wanted to show it is I really do feel that this captures that excitement of people who are thirsty for God's word. They see that quenched, and then they praise him. Some of you may have seen this before, but I just did think it is worth showing, because I have never seen anything else that gets me so excited and wants me want to do more about engaging with the Bible. They had with that, and it's just every time I see that video, apologies that the audio wasn't working there, the excitement they have, I just so wish we could just have an ounce of that here at home to get people excited about the Bible and so enthused about sharing the Bible. They say later in the video how they're going to read it and they're going to pass it on from generation to generation. Exactly what we need to be doing when reading it, sharing it, passing on from generation to generation. So as you do know, we are a charity, and none of the work that we do is possible without your prayers, your gifts, and your legacies. I know many of you already support us financially, and like I said before, I do want to thank you for your continued support. I do ask that you continue to pray for us. Pray for the work that we are doing. Pray for the work that has yet to be done, and give thanks for the many things that we've done. And like I said, I give thanks for you as a church community for the prayerful support as well as the financial support that you do give. Now, if you do want to put a Bible into someone's hands every single month like this is happening, or possibly like that young girl, we are able to help you do that. For £5 a month, you're able to support through our Bible a Month giving scheme. £5, or just over £1 a week, is able to for you to put a Bible into someone else's hands each and every month. We promise to keep you up to date with what we're doing and to share with you the work that is happening. If you are interested in that, during coffee this afternoon, I do have some information and some other resources if possibly you're looking at other ways for you to engage with the Bible as well. So please do come have a chat, check out our resources and check out the information that I do have over with coffees today. I do want to thank you so much for the work that you've done and the support you have given. I think together in partnership, we can do something amazing. We can get people in our church, in our community excited about the Bible, and we can continue to bless others and help to quench their thirst. Thank you for the opportunity, and God bless.